Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio. I am your host and guide, Jojopa Maria Ensaroma, and Wisdom Walk is a personal development resource for your mind, body, and soul. My ministry is any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. So the essential goal of my shows is to support listeners with learning how to recognize and release any pain that is blocking fulfillment in life, or what I like to call having your happy endings in life. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I broadcast live, and the show is repeated on Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So now I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. 2018, wow, this nature year, it is just showing itself out. And we had this most amazing, magical week of transformation and change that I know I'm still reeling from. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But tonight I'm continuing with my theme of ancestral love. And I thought it would be important tonight to focus on healing ancestral wounds. But before I get started, I'd like you to know that in addition to listening through your computer or other gadgets that access the internet, you may listen to the live broadcast that I'm doing now and or call into the show at this number. It's area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. Also, the web link provided on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, and in a constant contact email that I send out, that serves as an archive link. So if for some reason you get disconnected or a problem with your Wi-Fi or internet and you're not able to listen to the show in its entirety live, you can listen to it later. And, of course, you can share that link with a friend or a family member. Now, every week I begin the show by first stopping and taking a moment to honor the ancestors. And because this is Black History Month, I am all month focusing on Black couples who made history and who demonstrate the choosing of love over fear. And so tonight I want to put a spotlight on John and Eunice Johnson. These are the two people who are responsible for giving Black people, African Americans, access to a magazine where we could see ourselves and really begin to feel good about, or even better. Let me say that. I ain't going to say we weren't feeling good. We just feel really good. But to be able to feel even better and to take even more pride in terms of how we looked and what we were doing. And, of course, I'm talking about the origins of Ebony and Jet magazines. So a little bit about the Johnsons here. Let me pull this up for you. It's just so cool. John Harold Johnson, he was born in 1918, and he died in 2005. You know, it's just amazing, and I know that a lot of young people today just can't imagine what it would be like to even have a vision or a dream of actually becoming a successful business person back in the 1930s as a person of color, as a Black person. But thank God we have people like John Harold Johnson that believe in that. His father was the son of a slave, you know, so, and he died, his father died in a sawmill accident when Johnny was only 6 years old. So he was raised by his mom, who worked as a cook in a camp, you know, probably at a logging camp. This was in Arkansas. So when his father died, of course, he had to go to work, and he said he learned how to work before he learned how to play. And, you know, despite the hardships, clearly he did very well in school, but he only got up to the eighth grade because there was no high school for Blacks in racially segregated Arkansas. So, you know, here's this person. I mean, and you, if you can imagine this, you have a genius and you have an ability to learn and to get and to want education, but you can't get access to it because you can't go to school because of, you know, really insanity, you know. I mean, it's just imagine. So it's like, what do you do, you know? Clearly he chose that that wasn't going to stop him. He and his mom end up in Chicago in 1933. This is the World's Fair there. And even though this is in the middle of the Depression, they're able to set up shop, stay up in Chicago. And, of course, Chicago became a land of opportunity for many blacks from the South. He actually was able to go to school there, and he received a $200 tuition scholarship to the University of Chicago. He just, you know, really loved newspaper editing, was a big editor, and, you know, he just has this dream that he wants to be successful. And so in 1942, he opened up what was called his Negro Digest Publishing Company. It was like it was a black answer to Reader's Digest. And let me give you here kind of what he comes up to. So he is, he becomes a founder, along with his wife, Eunice, of the Johnson Publishing Company. And at the age of 24 is when he launched the Negro Digest. So you can see he was really young. And he actually, hold on here. So I've got notes all over the place, but this is really amazing. He sold his mother's shirt in order to get money to the business. I mean, it's just like amazing. So they sell the furniture so that he can start this business. So, you know, I mean, he like really takes this huge risk to be able to get his dream started. And, you know, at the time he couldn't go to a bank, you know, to get the loan that you would need, you know, in modern times. He just kind of figured it out. So, oh wait, he borrowed